Schwartzy with Samuels and Associates, and I'll be presenting findings from the Public Health Department's and Obesity Prevention Survey. First, I'd like to acknowledge the co-authors in the session, the Samuels and Associates team, led by Dr. Sarah Samuels, Dr. George Flores at the California Endowment, and our colleagues Bob Prentice and Julie Williamson at the Partnership for the Public's Health. I'd also like to thank Steve Gelber and Bina Patel for their assistance in the analysis. The purpose of the Public Health Department's and Obesity web-based prevention survey was to solicit California Public Health Department's voices on practices to prevent obesity in health departments by changing nutrition and physical activity environments, and also to examine some of the barriers to doing this type of work in California's health departments. Second purpose was to identify the policy and systems change opportunities in health departments for changing nutrition and physical activity environments. And third, to explore the impact of foundation-funded programs on health departments. So that would be programs such as HEAC and CCROP. That stands for the Healthy Eating Active Communities Initiative and the Central California Regional Obesity Prevention Program. These are both funded by the California Endowment, and their aim is to change nutrition and physical activity environments. And the Public Health Department is a key partner in each of these initiatives. We developed the survey in collaboration with two professional organizations representing public health in California, that's CCLHO and CHEAC, the Partnership for the Public's Health, and also the California Department of Health Services. We conducted the survey in early 2007 with funding from the California Endowment. We had a 62% response rate, and 57 of California's 61 health departments participated in the survey. Just one slide on respondent demographics. Just over half of our respondents self-identified as either the health officer or the public health department director. About 37% were managers in nutrition departments and health departments or in WIC. We had smaller respondents groups among chronic disease directors and other managers and directors. We purposely sent the survey to several individuals in the health department, and we wanted to learn from a variety of leaders in the health department. Now, I'm going to be reporting our findings today at various levels. We're going to be looking at findings at the respondent level by health department, but we're also going to be sharing findings that compare responses from health departments that received foundation funding compared to those that did not receive foundation funding. We'll also be looking at some of the findings comparing responses from health department directors and health officers to responses from nutrition services. And then finally, we have a slide that compares the health department by the size of the population that they serve. So we learned that 83% of health departments responding to the survey have either an individual or a unit taking the lead on obesity prevention. This figure jumps to 92% when we look at those health departments that receive some type of foundation funding. We're also interested in learning which funding sources are supporting this work in health departments. You'll see that 72% of health departments are using WIC funding to support their work in this area, followed by realignment funding at 69%, and then funding from the California Nutrition Network at 57%. About half of the health departments received some type of foundation funding, and about 37% used local general fund. This slide compares these funding sources by foundation-funded versus health departments that are not receiving foundation funding. And you'll see that for WIC, Network, Title V, and Local General Fund, the foundation-funded health department was more likely to cite this funding source as supporting work around changing nutrition and physical activity environments. There could be a number of reasons for this. It could be that the foundation funding has a potentiating effect on these other funding sources. It could be that foundation funding allows public health departments to blend their categorical and non-categorical funding streams. I did want to point out that WIC and The network funding are USDA funding sources. They actually account for about 99% of funding in health departments for nutrition and physical activity. They are restrictive funding sources in the sense that there are some limitations placed around how those funding sources may be used, whereas the funding sources such as realignment, local general fund, and foundation funding would be more flexible funding sources. Looking at the degree of integration across programs in the health department, we see that most respondents felt that there was only a moderate or minimal source of, degree of integration across these programs. Only 13% felt that there was a high level of integration for changing nutrition and physical activity environments. We wanted to document the types of activities that health departments are involved in for changing nutrition and physical activity environments. So here's just a few findings. You'll see that over 3/4 of health departments are involved in advocacy for changing the school and after-school environment. About the same figure for changing these environments in work settings. About 70% are also involved in the monitoring of city or county policies addressing nutrition and physical activity. And then finally, fewer health departments are engaged in testifying on environmental change strategies and policies for obesity prevention. It's too quick there. This slide, again, compares foundation-funded and not foundation-funded health departments. And you'll see that across the board that those health departments that receive some type of foundation funding for this work are more likely to engage in these advocacy and policy change activities. We were curious about the health departments, whether they had any kind of internal policy around changing nutrition and physical activity environments. And you'll see that 32% had a physical activity policy, 41% had some type of nutrition policy, and far more had a policy or some type of program or wellness program addressing nutrition and physical activity. So some examples of a nutrition policy in a health department might be guidelines for the types of items that are sold in vending machines or the types of foods that are served at health department meetings. We wanted to learn what would make it easier or more likely for health departments to engage in changing nutrition and physical activity environments. And you'll see that the top two responses have to do with funding streams, both creating new funding streams and also with greater flexibility for the funding streams that are currently available so that health departments can focus more on changing environments. And third, there was also the perception that additional staff was needed to do this work. We asked the respondents about the plans or local plans in their health departments that were focused on obesity and chronic disease prevention. And 32% of health departments had these types of plans. And then if you look at foundation again versus non-foundation funded health departments, the foundation funded health departments were more likely to have this type of plan guiding their work. This is an analysis that looks at the size of the population served by the health department. So we adapted a CDC classification scheme that looks at both population size, population density, and whether there's an urban core in the community. And we learned that about half of health departments that are serving these large metro communities have a plan around obesity or chronic disease prevention, 42% of those in the middle of the classification scheme. And we learned that no health departments in California at the non-metro or more rural level have these types of plans. So in conclusion then, some of the key findings that emerge from our research in this area, we learned that in most health departments, a unit or an individual is taking the lead on obesity prevention. However, integration across programs in the health department to change nutrition and physical activity environments was described by most as minimal. The funding for obesity prevention in California's health department is concentrated in restrictive funding streams. And we saw that staff and health departments do have capacity in a variety of areas for changing nutrition and physical activity environments, yet there is additional skill or expertise needed in these areas. And then public health departments participate in a variety of recommendation to non-foundation-funded health departments that foundation-funded health departments are more likely to use other funding sources for changing nutrition and physical activity environments, and they are also more likely to engage in advocacy for changing nutrition and physical activity environments. This slide summarizes our contact information. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to talk with you about the survey and our findings. Thank you.